and take it to the market and sell it.
What about the guy at the butcher, at the meat market that, you know, cuts it out, what's he selling?
Well, he called up for a butcher.
Okay. If the meat has been kept too long, and you say the meat is what?
Well, the meat is spar.
Okay. After you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from his head?
From his head? Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of people make hog head cheese.
What do you call the dish prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
Hog liver? Well, nobody has to grind up the hog liver. They fry the hog liver. They make gravy to it.
Did you ever make anything out of hog blood?
No.
Did you ever take the juice of the head cheese or the liver sausage and stir it up with cornmeal, maybe some hog meat and cook it, then later after it gets cold, slice it and fry it? And if so, what would you call that?
No, well, I never did that. Mm-hmm. But when I fry any of the hog meat, I flour mine, being it, fry it, then I cut onion in there, black pepper, a little salt, put some water, and make that gravy.
Okay. Suppose you kept your butter too long, it didn't taste good. What would you call the taste, or how would you describe its condition?
Well, you can say, well, it's bad, you know, it's rotten, or something like that, and throw it out.
Okay. Thick sour milk that you keep on hand is called what?
Sour milk?
Yeah.
It's called spar. Throw it out.
What kind of cheese do you make from this thick kind of milk? It comes in a sort of white and, you know, chunky.
Well, we got several different cheese makers out there, but I couldn't call all the names.
Well, do you know any of them?
Well, the name is Larry or something, is it white?
That's okay. What do you do to the milk the first thing after milking?
Well, a lot of places, first thing after milking, you bring it in. And then they got a separator to separate the cream out of the milk. Mm-hmm. And they put the milk up. And then they make butter out of the cream.
Okay. What is baked in a deep dish made of apples with crust on top? What do you call that dish?
Well, apple pie.
Okay. Somebody has a good appetite and you say he sure likes to put away
his food.
Okay. What do you call the sweet liquid that you pour over the pudding?
Sweet liquid?
Liquid. Let me try it. What would you call milk or cream that's mixed with sugar and nutmeg that you might pour over pie?
Well, we most of them would say cream pudding or cream pie.
Food that you sort of eat between regular meals. What do you call that?
Well, we call it down here snack.
Okay. If you're, we're talking about during the day here, like you have breakfast at 7 o'clock yesterday at that time already. So you would say, I want breakfast at 7 o'clock.
I get breakfast at 7 o'clock.
So yesterday at that time I had already
eaten.
Okay, and last week I want breakfast every day.
I was eating, so probably 8 o'clock or something like that.
Okay. What do people drink for breakfast?
Well, a lot of them drink orange juice, tomato juice.
Now, what about, you know, that you can boil?
Well, coffee,
okay.
Tea,
okay.
Cocoa.
What do you drink when you're thirsty? Usually, like what do you mix with your Kool-Aid?
Well, some drink Kool-Aid and some just come in and get a Coca-Cola or something like that and drink it.
And what do you mix with that Kool-Aid?
Just Kool-Aid and sugar.
Okay, and
well,
it's regular tap?
No, it's just Kool-Aid. This is a tea leg. Mm-hmm. And they just pick up probably a sandwich or something like that and drink with it.